The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, text number 40, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 20th, 1974, in Mayapur, India.
Translation: all these cities and villages are flourishing in all respects because the herbs and grains are in abundance. The trees are full of fruits, the rivers are flowing, the hills are full of minerals, and the oceans full of wealth. And this is all due to your glancing over them.
Ime janapadas pridhya supakkau sadibhi rudai supakkai sadibhi rudha vanadri Nadu Dananto Jidanti Tababikrita. So here is very nice description how we can materially become happy. These are all description of material happiness. Spridhya. Very flowery cities and towns. So how it is flowery? Supakkau sadibhi rudha. The herbs and plants and trees and creepers, they are all luxuriously grown and sufficiently supply the needs of the human being. Every plant and creeper is useful for human being. We do not know how to use them. Experienced men, they collect so many Aushadhi, Bannaushadhi Lataloki Jayati Paramam Hitam. We are neglecting these herbs and vegetables, but because we do not know how to use them, we have to meet so much bill of the doctors. But there are everything complete. Krishna's arrangement is very complete. Purnamidam purnamada, purnat purnamadachyat. Krishna has given us everything incomplete. There is no question. Although we have come to this material world for undergoing some tribulation on account of our rebellious attitude towards Krishna. Krishna, we are meant for serving Krishna. But we are rebelled. Why shall I serve Krishna? I shall serve my senses. I shall remain independent without Krishna. This is our fault. That is not possible. We have discussed already that without Krishna there is no question of happiness. There is no question of happiness. It is our, this is called ignorance. Krishna Bhuliya Ji Anadi Bohinmukh. Ataya Maya Daya Sangsaradi Dukh. There is something that. Our only fault is that we have forgotten Krishna and we have come to enjoy this material world. Material enjoyment means sense gratification. That is material world. And spiritual world means there is no sense gratification, only activities for Krishna's satisfaction. That is spiritual. The so-called material world can be converted into spiritual world when this Krishna consciousness is there, that everything should be used for Krishna's pleasure. That is spiritual world. Otherwise, it is material world. In the higher sense, There is no material world at all. Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. Everything, Krishna and Krishna's energy. Krishna's energy is not different from Krishna. Just like the sun sign is not different from the sun, although sun is millions and millions of miles away. Still, we can feel what is the sun by feeling the energy of the sun sign. We can understand that sun is complete heat and light. Although we cannot go to sun, but by the sun sign, we can understand. Similarly, we can understand Krishna by his different energies. Parasya Shakti Vividaiva Sriyat. He has got multi-energies. So these plants and creepers, they are also produced out of Krishna's energy, and we take advantage of them. So if we want to be happy, these things are required. What is that? Imi Janapada Spidda. Janapada, cities and towns, we require, because we are human beings, we cannot live in the forest. There are certain uncivilized human beings, they are meant for living in the forest because they are not civilized. But civilized men, they require nice towns, cities, full of gardens, parks, and nice roads and paths, nice building. They're all described in the Srimad Bhagavatam about the Dwarka city, Mathura city in those days. Still, there are some samples. In Mathura you will find that outside the city there are many gardens. The gardens, formerly the guest, kings and big men, when they become guests, these garden houses were meant for them. We get this information from many Vedic literature. So anyway, we should be eager to become happy even in the cities and towns with the help of these things. Aushadhi, Virudha, then forest, Adri, Nadi. Nadi means not dirty Nadi. Very clear water and waves are flowing. And by the modern civilization, I have seen so many rivers in Europe, in Paris, in Moscow, and in Germany. All rivers are very, very dirty. Very, very dirty. You cannot take bath, what to speak of drinking water. It's so dirty due to this rascal industry. Even in our New York, the bays and the seas, they are also polluted. All dirty things are there. How long the water will be clear? No. The rivers, at least the rivers in the city, they should be kept very clean. But they cannot keep clean because they have got so many dirty activities, enterprises, mills and factories. So in Calcutta also, there are so many jute mills and factories on the riverside. All the night soil, they are thrown into the Ganges. So still the Ganges is so powerful that it keeps clear. Hundreds and thousands of people still they take bath in the Ganges. And they keep very good health. Those who are taking bath regularly in the Ganges, and cities and towns, there must be a river. In India you'll find all the important cities in India, they are on the bank of the Ganges, on the bank of the Jamuna, on the bank of the Narmada, Krishna, Kaveri, like that. All the important cities. And Chanakya Pandit says that don't go to a town and city where there is no river and where there is no friend and there is no temple. Don't go to that city. If there is no river, no friend and no temple, then that is a great city, is a great forest. So that is forbidden. So we should be happy with these things. Cities and towns does not mean big, big slaughterhouse, cinema, brothel, and factories, and all dirty things. Here it is not mentioned. Here Kunti Devi says, Imi janapada spridhya. Supakko aushadhi virudha. She never said that these towns and cities are flourishing on account of having so many industries, slaughterhouse, brothels, cinema, clubs, nightclubs, not like that. There is no such thing in those days. These are modern inventions to make the whole world hellish. Otherwise, people would be, if you want to be rich, then you can get riches. Where from? Banadri nadi uddannato, from seas, from river, from hills. You can get valuable jewels, gems, pearls from these natural sources. See, India's wealth, formerly, it was depending on these things, gold, silver, jewel, pearls, silk, not industry. From the forest, from the herbs, from food grains, all natural product. So, from the river, the saintly person, the dependent, mostly on the river side. Anywhere they will put a cottage on the river, still that is going on. A saintly person, if he wants to remain in a secluded place, so they select any place on the river side, have a small cottage. Still you will find in many places, especially on the bank of the Ganges, Narmada, Godavari, Kaveri, there are many saintly persons, especially on the bank of Jamuna and Ganges. If you go to Allahabad, you'll find they are living very peacefully in a small cottage on the bank of the Ganges. When Narad Muni made the hunter a disciple, so he dragged him to the riverside, Ganges, and gave him a tulsi plant that you sit down here and chant Hare Krishna mantra, and the tulsi plant is here, you offer obeisances. Then he was very much anxious because he was hunter. He has been stopped his main business, killing business. So he was thinking that my Guru Maharaj may not cheat me. He has stopped my business. He has broken my bows and arrows. And now he has dragged me here to sit down and chant Hare Krishna. Then he asked, what about my food, sir? I'll sit down here also. Narad Muni assured him there, don't bother. I'll send you your food. You sit down here, you chant, and I'll send you your food. So, he was a little doubtful. This news, as soon as the news spread in the neighboring places, that a hunter has become a Vaishnava. So out of curiosity, people used to come to see the hunter Vaishnava. The hunter, when one is Vaishnava, he is no longer a hunter or belonging to any caste. But people used to say the hunter Vaishnava. So, it is the custom of grihasthas that when a grihastha goes to see a saintly person, he should bring some gifts. Never mind however insignificant it is, at least one palm full of rice or dal or atta, put there. Give something. If one comes to the temple, here are many temples in India still. People come there with one who hasn't got many things, but he brings one palm full of atta or rice or dal. This is useful. And in the temple there are three pots. They put dal in the dal, atta in the atta, and rice in the rice. So in this way, the inmates of the temple, they can leave without going outside. But people have lost such habit. They come empty-handed, darshan, that I will not give you anything, but you are a saintly person, give me darshan and give me your ashirvad, and then I enjoy my senses. Nothing to give you, but you give me your ashirvad. You give me the dust of your feet, I become benefited. You starve. But that is not the first. So, the hunter, he was following the instruction of his Guru Maharaj, Narad Muni, chanting Hare Krishna and sitting very peacefully. The people would come and they were supplying. So many people came, heaps of atta, heaps of rice, heaps of vegetables. So, he became little agitated. What shall I do with so much quantity? Why he is sending so much? We are simply two, husband and wife. So why is sending? So actually, for Vaishnava, who is dependent on Krishna, there is no one. There cannot be. Yogakshemam vahamaham tisam nityabhijuktana. If one is actually dependent on Krishna, there is no question of scarcity. That is the Sukhdev Goswami's instruction. Kasmad bhajanti kavayu dhanadunmadandhan. He says to the saintly person to become independent. So he advises that why you are anxious for bedding? There is very nice grass and you have got pillows, these hands, arms. You can lie down here and what is the necessity of keeping a water pot? Because the sannyasi, even giving up everything, he keeps one water pot. So Sukhdev Goswami criticizes, what is the use of keeping water pot? You have your pump, you can take water from the river and drink. Chirani king san pathina santi, and old cloth thrown out. Formerly, grihasthas in different ceremonies, after taking bath, they would throw away their garments there, so that poor people, they can take it and use it. New. Every religious function, in our childhood also you have seen, as soon as there was a new function or puja, there was new cloth. even household puja that takes place practically every month. Lakshmi puja, Kartik puja, Baramase Tarva Parva. Actually there are 12 months, but the festivals are 13. It was very difficult to adjust where the another festival, in which month it should be observed. So, we have got experience in Lakshmi Puja, all new clothes. At least the children and the housewife will have new clothes for every function. And what was the price of cloth? Very cheap. 1 rupee, 4 annas, 1 rupee, 6 annas per pair. So we have seen it. So festival. But there was no scarcity. Why? People were religiously inclined. Even for a beggar, there was sufficient. The temple, sufficient. Everything. That is called Ime Janapada Spridhya. Riddhi. When opulent, all the cities and towns were opulent. Villages, opulent, no want. And they depended on the trees, plants, this river, the mountain, the sea. Those who were their expert, they could go underneath this sea and pick up the pearls. That is very valuable. And still there are. So for rich man, the jewelries, the silk, nice food, nice building. And poor man also, if they do not require jewelries, but they are not hungry, everything was complete. Human prosperity flourishes by natural gifts and not by gigantic industrial enterprises. This is the purpose. These gigantic enterprise, industrial, they are called ugrakarma. Ugrakarma. Just like now, New Delhi, there is industry. Every town has got industrial area, and big industries are flourishing. Especially when you go from Vrindavan side to New Delhi, the first big industry we see, the Goodyear tire, very big factory. So people are being dragged there. So come here, you'll get good salary. Why you are working in the field so hard? Come here, you'll get good salary. So they go, but the result is that they are not happy. And when they are not happy, they are induced to take wine and meat. In this way, whole world, India, it was not there. Gandhi's movement was to stop this wine place, and as we are prohibiting. But at the present moment, the government is encouraging. It is very regrettable. The gigantic industrial enterprises are products of a godless civilization. Godless civilization, they no more can depend on the natural gifts. They think by industrial enterprises they will get more money and they will be happy. And to remain satisfied with the food grains, vegetables, and natural gift, that is primitive idea. They say it is primitive. When men were not civilized, they would depend on nature. But when they are advanced in civilization, they must discover industrial enterprises. So instead of eating on metal dishes, the civilized man should eat on what is that called? Plastic. That's now plastic utensils, not even metal. Still, according to Vedic civilization, these Hindus, they would not touch these china clay utensils or these plastic utensils, never. Or glass utensils, they will never touch. Especially in South India, they are very strict. A poor man would prefer to eat on the plantain leaf, and the rich man, they eat on silver utensils. They do not even like to, brass or other base metals. So, this is very good economy also. If you have got metal utensils, if you are in need of money, you can get immediately in exchange some money. There are pawn shops. So they will keep anything, a good Banarasi sari or metal utensils or ornaments, if you are need village bankers. Immediately, poor man, suppose if you require 5 rupees, 10 rupees, you haven't got. But what? How to get the money? You take something from your household paraphernalia and go to the pawn maker, you get money. You are now relieved from the present anxiety. Then again you get back. But what is this china clay, the china pots and this plastic pot will bring? No, nothing. From economic point of view, this is also very good. So depend on nature. So the more we go on increasing such troublesome industry to squeeze out the vital energy of the human being, the more there will be unrest and dissatisfaction. That is practical. Of the people in general, although a few only can live lavishly by exploitation. So our Krishna consciousness movement is all round. If people understand that this is a religious movement, no, religious movement is different thing. Krishna consciousness movement, Krishna, it is not our manufactured ideas. Krishna speaks in the Bhagavad Gita to make people Krishna conscious. In every way, he is suggesting how to live, annad bhavanti bhutani, how the division of the society should be made, chatubbannang maya sishtam, gunakarma vibhagas. Everything, social, political, and political also, he is enthusing Arjuna, you must fight. They have committed so much injustice upon you, so you must fight. Don't consider that he is your brother, he is your... even when Arjuna said, yes, this is all right, I will fight with my enemies, but how can I kill Bhishma there? He is not my enemy, he is my maintainer, my grandfather. We lost our father at early age. He took care. How can I kill? How can I kill my teacher, Dronacharya? But Krishna supported that you must kill them. Why? Because they have taken the wrong side.